Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
I love that. I just love that opening. I'm having so much fun today on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm beside myself because my special guest is the only person I can think of to come in after the Nugent interview last week. I just can't think of anybody else that can knock it out of the park any better than Alan Corwin from gunlaws.com. If you haven't signed up for his blog, if you haven't signed up for Page 9, pox on you, big mistake. Make sure to head over to gunlaws.com and sign up. Alan Corwin, welcome to the show.
And thank you for getting the bad taste of that liberal salon out of my mouth. It's now old history, and it's gone, and I'm feeling like a human again. Thank you, Mark Walters.
Well, you're very welcome. What we're doing is we're filling your prescription for freedom here on the Armed American Radio
that's
Network.
That's what you're doing. That's what you're doing.
Hey, you know what? We did Nugent gave us a promo. Hey, Sean, my sidekick, Shanto, down there in Dallas at the network. Can we run that promo?
No.
No, you don't have that queued up?
No.
Okay, that's too bad. That's too bad because it's just, you know, new. We're going to play that kind of like we have been doing the Marissa Tomei thing. We'll do that in coming shows. But, Alan, very provocative conversation with you today on a number of different topics. I'm sorry to hear about the loss of the case out in Arizona. I'm not surprised by it. It doesn't shock me. That's how we work our way through the court systems. And that's what we get to the appellate decisions. That's how we get to the higher courts. When that decision is made, it's final.
There's actually an advantage to it because if we want it, then the city would probably appeal, but they'd need a vote of the city council. That would be subject to political pressure, and they might not get it. So if it stayed at the lower court, we wouldn't make good law like we want to do. Now we'll be able to move it up, make the real arguments, move into a serious court, get the decision we need that says we can make this statement that we want to make.
And that's exactly what we want to do. Again, that echoes what the great Alan Gottlieb said at the Gun Rights Policy Conference and on this show. We want that next Supreme Court case to be heard.
I don't think this will go to the Supreme Court, but it is a First Amendment challenge and a 14th Amendment challenge at both the state and federal constitutional levels.
Right.
And we'll see where it heads.
And you want to get it to, if it goes to the state Supreme Court, good. What Alan was referring to specifically, I don't mean to confuse everybody who heard me last week and the week before, was getting the next Second Amendment case heard that deals specifically with concealed carry as law of the land. That's the direction and the ultimate goal.
Right, and we're dealing here with First Amendment and controlling local bureaucrats on what you can and can't say.
Yeah, local bureaucrats, boy. I refer to to them as homeowners association wannabes. That's about where those county commissions, and it's just some of the absurdity that you see. We covered a lot of it in the Florida courts down there, and a lot of it in the Florida city councils, particularly West Palm Beach. It's like going to a salon. It just makes your teeth chatter.
Oh, the West Palm Beach, when I left Orlando, I drove down to see my dad who lives down near there, and they were arguing whether or not you can put artificial grass in your own home backyard, and the argument came out that no, you can't.
Yeah, that they have, as if Florida doesn't have anything more important to deal with. This is the absurdity that we have to listen to. It's insane. We have another great guest here joining us for the roundtable. For the first time in quite a while, Reverend Ken Blanchard, the black man with a gun, is back with us. Ken, welcome back.
Hey, man. Glad to be black.
you don't hear that.
Every day
on mainstream, you just don't hear it. You hear it here. We are redefining weekend talk radio. We're redefining talk radio, quite frankly.
Yeah, you got the righteous people on here tonight.
A lot of good stuff going on. We appreciate you pulling a chair up, kicking your feet up with us for the roundtable. David Codrey is with us. We've got a full plate here. David, how you doing?
Sounds like we've got a full plate, and we've got some great people here to talk with. I'm looking forward to this.
Going to be a good one as we go around the table. And I understand the Mad Ogre's with us, too. George?
Absolutely.
Ooh, it wouldn't be a round table without you, pal.
It is a pleasure and a privilege, as always.
Gotta love that. Alan?
I'm here.
This has been your special night, the Alan Corwin Experience. I'm going to let you run with it. We have been unscripted for the program, and it's been a good one. It has been a good one. Sean, you would agree with that, I do believe?
Of course.
Now, Alan, we're going to get provocative with you, and we're going to go around the table. We touched on demographics a tad bit with Ken and Sean in the first hour. And you had made the comment that we have plenty of black men with guns, correct?
We do.
Let's go to demographics. You're in Chicago, Reverend Ken. Or I'm sorry, in Washington, D.C., Reverend.
Right.
Tell me about the demographics. Tell me about gun ownership. Tell me about crime and gun control in the inner city in Washington, D.C.
In most cities.
In most cities.
It's a huge demographic of people of color, whether it be Latinos or African-Americans or something. And in that mix, I'd say there's probably at least half of them that are firearms owners, but you couldn't tell it by what's represented on television.
All right, we go back to the media.
I pulled that number out of veterans, former law enforcement and security, people who actually have the tradition of hunting in their family, and mixed in there are also victims of violent crime that decided never again.
Who does gun control hurt in those cities, Ken?
It hurts everybody. And it definitely hurts the people who turn their guns in for tennis shoes and crazy stuff like that, and the people who listen to the celebrities who have bodyguards and have security at their watch. It hurts black people, white people. It hurts us all, and stupidity is contagious.
Great comment. Alan Corwin, you have some demographics up on your website, do you not?
We have a button called Gunshot Demographics posted at gunlaws.com. I don't have Washington, D.C., but right next door we have Baltimore, and this is a map that comes from the Baltimore Sun. You can set this map to show you gun homicides by race, by age, by gender. And what you'll find when they talk about guns in the street, and this is horrifying, this is not guns in the street. This is guns in the bad part of town. And when they say gun deaths, what we're really looking at basically is gun deaths among blacks in Baltimore anyway. And in Chicago, same problem. And in Los Angeles, same problem. And we have the maps up there. Social programs have repressed elements of society. It's not gun deaths. It's a socioeconomic, geographic, and demographic problem. We have sequestered parts of society. We have made ghettos, a word you're not allowed to use anymore. The mainstream media won't use it. But we have ghettos where crime runs rampant, where the drug wars are being fought, and that's where what they call gun deaths are occurring. There's two main categories. There are young black males who are killing each other, and there are elder suicides. And if you eliminate that, 80 to 90% of the gun deaths go away. It's stunning. They don't want to talk about it. The numbers are there. Gunlaws.com has them posted on the gunshot demographics button. And you can go look for yourself. This is from the L.A. Times, Baltimore Sun, the Chicago Tribune. The numbers leak out. They get them from the FBI. They get them from the police blotter. I'm not making it up. The mainstream doesn't want you to see it. They want to talk about guns on the street. There are no guns on the street, for Pete's sake.
What you also have is you have people who have put it in their mind that it's okay to kill your neighbor, but don't go across town and do it because you might get arrested. And you also have the law enforcement who says, well, it's just a war zone in there, so we'll just come back when it's over.
Yeah, exactly.
And you have, like, multiple things that perpetuate this stuff, and you have people who have no qualm with hurting their brother or their sister, and it just perpetuates. It never stops.
All right, let me ask the question. I want to go around the table with the following question. First question posed to everybody at the table, and we'll start with Ken. Ken, why are we afraid to discuss this? Why are we afraid to talk about the facts of what we just heard?
Because it hits on old racist traits of America. It hits on stuff that nobody's race, politics, religion, and sex. You can't talk about those things in mixed company. And because of it, silence is killing us.
David Kodria, why can't we talk about it in about 10 to 15 seconds?
I think that he just hit it on the head. People are afraid that they're going to be called racist if they bring it up. Something that happened to me just recently, and we'll talk about it as the roundtable proceeds.
Sounds good. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, why is this not touched by the mainstream media? Why do you hear it here but nowhere else?
Well, I think it's as said, of course, but also I think there's another thing.
there's so much violence that, you know, the local media is in the cities. For example, when I was in Richmond, if there wasn't three or more people shot, it wasn't even reported. Just one or two per case, they didn't worry about. It would have to have been high profile or a lot of people shot for it to even make the news, because there was just so much of it.
All right, Sean, your opinion. Now, you know how much time we have. Very quickly, your opinion, why we don't hear more of this.
I think Ken hit it right on the nose. We're afraid to talk about something, and a lot of people don't know how it works. So
I would suggest then, with the time remaining that we have before we go to the next question in the next segment, that maybe it doesn't fit the mainstream media's political agenda. Right back to the mainstream media again, because they're the ones that decide, ladies and gentlemen, what makes the news and what makes the news by virtue of what they don't tell you about. We'll be right back after this.
Handguns Magazine calls it Pocket Thunder. The new CM40 from Carr Arms packs the powerful 40 Smith & Wesson in a firearm measuring only 4 inches tall and with a 3.1-inch barrel length. It weighs in at only 15.8 ounces. With a retail price of $517, the new CM40 from Carr Arms is Pocket Thunder indeed. To purchase the Carr Arms CM40, visit your local dealer or visit CarArms at KAHR.com. Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies, staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300 degree simulators. Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. It delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/scoutrifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
The Ruger American Rifle. An American legend is born. The Ruger American Rifle is a 100% American-made firearm that offers outstanding performance at a great price. It features power bedding integral bedding blocks for outstanding accuracy, a Ruger Marksman adjustable trigger for a crisp and user-adjustable 3- to 5-pound trigger pull, a flush-fit 4-round rotary magazine for smooth, reliable feeding, and a 3-lug bolt with 70-degree throw for ample scope clearance and fast follow-up shots. The Ruger American Rifle. Another American-made product from Ruger.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and Kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a Kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet, used by law enforcement and civilians around the world? The Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in .22 short, .22 long rifle, and .22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The .22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
We'll be right back. This segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by ArmsList.com, the net's largest free gun classifieds. If you have a gun you'd like to buy or sell, visit ArmsList.com today. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed. Here's the theater of the mind. Let me paint you a picture if you can. You hear me say every time you hear that rejoiner for ArmsList.com, Bloomberg hates them, you like them. Here's what I'd like you to do. Go buy a 32-ounce 7-Eleven sugary soda. Sit down at home, slurp on that bad boy, and buy your next gun from armslist.com. Take a picture and send it to the mayor's office in New York.
You were reading my mind, buddy.
What an idiot. Let's just, I can't, whatever. It is what it is. Bloomberg hates armslist.com because he still hasn't figured out that it's legal to buy and sell legal commodities in this country, whether he likes them or not. Welcome back to the program, Alan Corwin.
Let me throw in
it can be a diet. It doesn't have to be sugary.
Let me throw in one idea on that last circle you had. It's valuable to have all those gun deaths. It's valuable to the liberals because if you want to gain power over the public, you want to disarm the public.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can say there's a lot of people dying because of guns, that's valuable to help gain political capital to disarm people. So you can say there's guns in the street. There's no guns in the street.
Right.
There's guns in the hands of criminals. And you can point to all these gun deaths, not identify where they are, not point out that it's a race problem, it's a social problem, it's an economic problem, it's a demographic problem, and just say, people are dying because of guns, it's the children, and then gain political capital to disarm the public. So part of the reason that it's there and the mainstream doesn't point it out is because it's valuable to them to get their agenda done.
There's that political agenda. One which the mainstream media, Reverend Ken Blanchard, is pushing very hard in today's day and age, as we all know. Ken, one of the next topics I want to talk about with you, we bring it up here from time to time, and it's great to get your perspective. We're all aware of the racist roots of gun control, disarming the black man. Many years ago, the old Jim Crow laws, Georgia was notorious for it. In fact, just 3 years ago, we eliminated let me put it this way. It was referred to as the public gathering law.
What?
Where we couldn't carry a gun concealed, even with a permit, at a public gathering. Now, that law was put in place over 150 years ago to disarm who? Ken, you know the answer to that one.
Yeah, I remember just being in school and folks were just hanging around and they said, well, you know, more than three of us can't hang around together in public without a U.S. flag or we'll get a mob rule put on us. And I grew up learning about stuff like that.
Holy cow.
Isn't that something, Alan? You're shocked by that. Let's go around the table quickly. We'll get to you after David. David Kodria, your thoughts. You know the racist roots of gun control.
Yeah, I brought them up as well as the Deacons for Defense as a rebuttal. There's a famous black poet and professor who actually wrote an inaugural poem for Obama who said that guns are an idea whose time is past, as are cars. Another guy who is a columnist wrote a piece attacking white gun owners and then attacking black conservatives and basically using really racist, vile language like they're buck dancing and stuff like that. And so I wrote a piece rebutting that, pointing to the people of Detroit who are arming themselves because they say 911 is a joke. Meanwhile, their police chief has had to leave because he's been having affairs with other police officers who pose on Twitter holding their service guns in their mouth.
Right.
And I basically said that, you know, I agree with the people of Detroit, and they have the right to arm themselves and defend themselves. And this guy just excoriated me as being a racist and a troglodyte and looking into the thesaurus to come up with words. And
wear that as a badge of honor, my friend.
Yeah, well, this is my point. They have so cheapened the word racist that it's an affront and an insult to those who have suffered actual discrimination and been harmed by actual racism. And they've so trivialized it that I don't care anymore. Because I know my record, I know what I've put down there, and I know what I stand for. And if somebody wants to do that, I'm just going to laugh and I'm going to continue to do what I do. It's not, I'm not going to let it intimidate me.
As Ted Nugent said last week on the program, when you're attacked by the liberal left, wear that as a badge of honor, and you very well should do that. Alan Corwin, you seemed shocked by what I had mentioned about what our bill here, SB 386, eliminated the public gathering law, which was the old Jim Crow laws designed to keep blacks unarmed in the South.
We who study this stuff know that the roots of gun control are racist. That's well known. The mainstream hides it. I'm stunned that that law just came off the books. But, David, you can take strength in knowing that the people who charge racism are the racists.
Sure.
Every time you see somebody yelling racism like the great Reverend Al Sharpton, he's one of the biggest racists in the country. And any time you see somebody charging racism, the person charging racism is the racist. Every single time.
Yeah, that's fascinating stuff. George Hill, the Mad Ogre. You were a law enforcement officer in Richmond, Virginia?
Yes, sir. The thing about racism and the laws, you know, the Democrats have had a long track record of putting out laws to suppress black people, and it's just a shame that they try to act like they're the champions of any of the minorities, when in fact they're the ones that have their thumbs on, you know, thumbs down on them as much as possible. It sickens me. It's disappointing that people can't recognize that in the media. But then again, the media is playing to their own agenda. But gun control laws are hurting the most vulnerable people.
Let's go back to the old Saturday night special deals, Alan. Then Sean, I want to come to you because I'm going to turn the question into a new one with this. Alan, you recall the Saturday night specials?
You know what the full name of that is?
Go ahead.
Can I say this on the air?
Maybe not.
Well, the
discuss it during a break with Sean. Then we'll discuss it when we come back.
I'll give it to you in a way you can tell. The actual name is an N-Town Saturday Night Special.
No, you can't use that.
Well, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
In the 1930s, the
right.
police used to refer to it as an N-Town Saturday Night Special. That's the actual name, and they dropped that. In fact, in the 1960s, the Secretary of the Interior changed the map because there were a lot of N-Town words on the map, and they changed them all.
Wow.
Well, where I'm going here is I'm just going to the basic price. What happens when, and I will use one of my favorite nostalgic little guns, the first handgun I ever bought was a Raven Arms George 25 automatic, semi-automatic.
Oh, yeah. Inexpensive gun.
$49, Alan, that gun cost me many, yep. many years ago. I still have it in my safe.
Well, when the antis refer to junk guns, those are really racist gun laws. They're saying that only people who can afford expensive guns can have guns. So they're saying poor people can't defend themselves.
That's exactly where I was going with that, because what happens is when we allow that to occur, it becomes in and of itself a form, a huge form of gun control, which is designed, what, to the feel-good left to do what? Get those cheap junk guns out of the hands of the general population because of the results of a criminal, in this case, a teacher by the name of Barry Grunow in Fort Lauderdale, who was shot and killed. Meanwhile, people who are depressed financially, those are the only guns they can afford.
Right.
Fascinating. More when we come back with Sean, Ken, David, and George in the roundtable. This is Armed American Radio.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
These days, are you tempted to visit the same old mattress store in search of the same old bed not designed for your body just because it's on sale? Well, now you can discover a mattress that adjusts every curve and contour of your body. It's my bed. It's the Sleep Number bed. You'll only find it at a Sleep Number store where right now it's their biggest sale of the year. Sleep Number bed has improved my sleep. I sleep much better with that firm setting. My number is about 95 or 100. Mrs. Bennett's number is, well, you know I won't tell you. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firm. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Right now, hurry in for the final days of their biggest sale of the year. Every Sleep Number bed is on sale. Queen mattresses now start at just $599. And save an incredible 40% on the innovative Silver Edition bed set, but only while supplies last. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again is 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
You know, weekdays and holidays are for catching up on sleep, right? Well, wrong. According to a nationwide Sleep Number survey, more than half of adult Americans do not get more sleep on the weekends. What you really need is a better night's sleep every night, like the deep restorative sleep you get on a Sleep Number bed. My sleep number is 95 to 100. Mrs. Bennett's sleep number is, sorry, still confidential privileged information. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual-air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firmness. Each side is adjustable, making it the perfect bed for couples. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Queen mattresses start at just $699. Right now, you can enjoy the lowest prices of the season on the bed that can change your life and sleeping habits. Save an incredible $300 to $1,000 on selected bed sets. Hurry, the sale ends July 8th. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again, 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed. I want you to envision yourself sitting at a table in your favorite restaurant, whatever it may be, and sitting behind you is a table filled with myself, Shanto, my producer, Sean Young, the Reverend Ken Blanchard, the black man with a gun, purveyor of the Urban Podcast, the Urban Shooter Podcast, the breaker, if you will, of the story, Fast and Furious, David Kodria, and the mad ogre himself, George Hill.
Hey, pass the bacon.
And joining all of us, Alan Corwin from gunlaws.com, and you're overhearing this conversation, I guarantee you. You will be paying attention. Let me start off this segment of the roundtable with this. This is the 2012 Democratic Party platform section on firearms, as it reads verbatim. We recognize that the individual right to bear arms is an important part of the American tradition, Alan, and we will preserve America's Second Amendment right to own and use firearms. We believe that the right to own firearms is subject to reasonable regulation. We understand the terrible consequences of gun violence. It serves as a reminder that life is fragile and our time here is limited and precious. I still don't understand why that's in there. We believe in an honest, open, national conversation about firearms. We can focus on effective enforcement of existing laws, especially strengthening our background check system. And we can work together to enact common sense improvements, like reinstating the assault weapons ban and closing the gun show loophole so that guns do not fall into the hands of those irresponsible, law-breaking few. In other words, shall not be infringed means we will infringe, according to the Democrats' 2012 party platform. I get emails every week. Back off. I'm a Democrat that owns guns. My response is, I will never back off until the Democrats, the party of gun control, eliminate from their national party platform their desire to strip me of my freedoms. And I want to start first with Alan Corwin. Your thoughts?
Oh, well, the day after the election, half the country is going to be really depressed. And whichever half it is, if it's the Democrats, I'll be delighted. And if it's the Republicans, our gun rights will be in severe jeopardy. The Obama administration will do nothing to stop our gun rights cold. It's in their platform. The gun control to them means disarm the public. Their platform practically says it. The assault weapons ban, assault is a kind of behavior. It's not a kind of firearm. And that's where they're headed. We know it. We can see it. Gun sales are going to go through the roof. I don't even know where to begin with that, Mark.
There's not enough time. I know you're feeling that, but you've just said it.
Not enough time. You know, I brought up two subjects we didn't even get to. So let me just remind your listeners, if you want to hear about what Mexico's going to do with the UN gun ban treaty or what's happening with this Executive Order 13603, be sure to go to gunlaws.com, send me an email, and I'll make sure you hear about it. Because 3 hours wasn't enough time.
It never is, which is why we may bring you back even next week if you can fit it. Ken Blanchard, your thoughts on that Democrat 2012 Democrat Party platform, which essentially says, shall not be infringed, we don't care, we are going to infringe.
It's about a people who don't know their history. Actually, African-American people from Africa, diaspora, were actually Republican until about Franklin Delano Roosevelt gave the New Deal.
Yep.
The very first Supreme Court case, Cruikshank versus the U.S., it affected the Democrats who were actually killed, some deputies, some African-American deputies that were trying to vote and vote for their governor in Louisiana.
Yep.
It's always been behind racism. We just kind of got it twisted, and when you don't know your history, you will repeat your same mistakes. And unfortunately, sometimes what we're doing is a philosophical discussion that you can't listen to or you can't understand why you're just in survival mode. And a lot of the people like to keep you in survival mode so that you can't think for yourself, so that you have to be dependent upon somebody, someone, some government, some master. You have to be dependent on something or you can't be free.
Yep.
Incredibly well said. Yep. I would like to remind listeners that it was Abraham Lincoln and the Republican Party who did what, Sean?
They were the ones that had the first Republican Party platform had nine of their platforms were anti-slaves.
Party was that?
Republican.
And it was a Republican president, wasn't it?
Republican president.
That's correct. We forget that, and the mainstream media forgets to tell us that. David Kodria, the 2012 infringement platform on our firearms rights and freedoms. Your thoughts?
Well, if our time here is indeed so limited and precious, why must we spend so much of it trying to satisfy their insatiable demands for more and more of the fruits of our life's work?
What
a good point.
David, there you go. Incredibly well said. Alan Corwin, you said great point. Let's go quickly to George. George, your thoughts on gun control as it's referred to in the 2012 party platform without using the term gun control?
Well, you know, anytime you're trying to take something away from somebody else, that's making you an elitist. And, you know, you just don't like that. I don't like that. It's not right. It's It's a very un-American approach. I don't like something, so I'm going to take it away from you because you shouldn't have it, but it's okay if I have it. Because look at all those people who are trying to take it, take our guns away from us. They have guns themselves, or they have armed security. So it's okay for them because they're better than us. So they can tell us that we shouldn't have it, such as my 32-ounce Mountain Dew I'm chugging.
Congratulations. Take a photo, put it on your Facebook page. I think the most telling line, and there are a lot of telling lines, I have dissected this party platform statement on a number of other programs, and we'll do so again, and we'll remind you, wherever you are listening to Armed American Radio today across this nation or in one of the 21 countries we know, of those of you who are tuned in right now, especially in Great Britain. Wow. Boy, your history, that's a whole show in and of itself. And I appreciate the letters I get from you. But I think the most important telling statement in this platform statement itself is, like reinstating the assault weapons ban and closing the gun show loophole, dash, so that guns do not fall into the hands of those irresponsible, law-breaking few. In other words, law-breaking few. 100 million gun owners must now suffer as a result, according to the Democrats, of those law-breaking few.
There's a very important point here.
Please.
They want to tighten the background checks, but the background check system now creates a registry of every gun owner. There is a way to make a background check, which I don't think we can practically get out of as a political matter. There's a bid system that can replace the NICS system, and I put out a paper on this. I'm sure you guys have seen it.
Yes.
The bid system would allow you to check on a gun owner with a potential gun purchaser without creating any records or any central repository and pulling the FBI's fingers out of the pie. So if what you really want to do is prevent criminals who are out on bail for axe murder and prevent them from walking into a store and walking out with a smoke wagon, you can do that without compiling a list. If that's really their goal, it would be a fraction of the price. It would be just as good. It's called bids. That's posted at gunlaws.com. There's a blue button, bids versus NICS, and you could do it for a 10% of the price just as effectively so they could get their background check without compiling a list of gun owners. And the gun show loophole, which is a nonsense, could be closed and you wouldn't compile a list.
Oh, before we take a break, there was no, as we, you know, and informed listeners of Armed American Radio know, that there is no such thing as a gun show loophole. What they are referring to is outlawing private sales,
private
transactions that occur at a gun show. So my question to you is, to put this in perspective, is if I
control every transfer of every firearm to everybody, they want control of the
control
public.
Of everything, every transfer, every personal private sale. More when we come back in very provocative discussion here on the Armed American Radio Network's Roundtable. I'm Mark Walters, and we'll be right back.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection-molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
The classic design of the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistol is back. Manufactured by IWI, Israel Weapons Industries, and designed to exacting Israeli military toughness and reliability specs, the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistols are in a class all their own. These world-famous semi-automatic pistols are available in .44 Magnum or .50 AE calibers. Magnum Research is a car arms company. To find a dealer near you, please visit Car Arms at car.com. That's K-A-H-R.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
On July 20th, 2012, a mass shooting occurred at the Century Movie Theater in Aurora, Colorado. My name is Sean, a.k.a. Shanto from the Armed American Radio Show. This shooting sparked a national debate on guns and gun laws here in our country. As a lawful gun owner myself, I felt a need to produce a free DVD called Gun Laws, a National Debate. Get your copy now at RadioFactor.net. That's RadioFactor.net. And remember, the second Amendment is not debatable.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
I can't get over that rejoinder. I love that. And I know I'm going to get an email from somebody that's going to say, "Yeah, we know you like the rejoinder. Do you have to say it every time you come back?" Yeah, I can. It's my show. Get your own show. Have fun doing it. I can't. Some of the emails I get are unbelievable. Mark, listening, can you explain to me why using the N-word is so out of bounds? Aren't you contributing to being politically correct, making yourselves racist? Are you kidding me? Let me explain why. It's FCC requirement. It's a $375,000 fine that would result in the loss of my job and this radio broadcast.
And possibly fine for the network, yes.
And the network and any of the other stations. I mean, come on, man. Get over yourself, please. Be real. It's not Armed American Radio being politically correct. You don't like the law, write the lawmakers, okay? That's the way it is.
Let me give you one name. Dr. Laura. There's a reason why she's no longer on the air.
Yeah, that's correct. Don Imus got kicked off. I mean, come on, man. This has anything to do with political correctness on Armed American Radio's part. Yeah. We follow the law. It's not necessary. So don't worry about it. But I do appreciate the email. So send them in. We'll read them to you. By the way, I don't give that email address out enough. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. Send them in. You don't like me? Tell me. I'll be more than happy to read it if you're man enough to put your name on it.
You know, I get
it. If you're not, I'm going to read it and talk about you as the coward you are. Welcome back to the show. Okay, this is the last segment of the roundtable, making it the last segment, Alan Corwin of Armed American Radio today. You're right, we never have enough time. But I want to talk now about the election and the importance, and I want to ask for some predictions as we get closer. We are now at 23, 24, 25 days out from, as we heard, Alan, at the Gun Rights Policy Conference. They're all important elections, but this, as Maria Heil from the NRA reminded us, is the most dangerous election of our lifetime. Your thoughts?
Well, I don't endorse or oppose candidates publicly. And I encourage everybody to vote. I think you know where my sentiments lie. We have propositions here in Arizona. The public actually can take a stand on issues. And yes, on Prop 114 is very important here. Don't let criminals sue their victims. So yes, on 114, I'm a policy guy. Half the nation will be hopelessly depressed on November 7th after the elections, whichever half it is. It could be very dangerous afterwards. Please do go out and vote. I think it's very important. I'm not going to predict which way it goes. Nobody knows. And I don't recommend voting early, because when you vote early, you lose your vote if anything happens. People vote early, and then the candidate they like withdraws, ends up in jail or indicted or is scandalized or even dead, and then your vote is lost. So wait until the election. Vote on Election Day. Rise up as a nation and vote as one. That's what it's supposed to be, the first Tuesday after the first Monday. This early election stuff is just nonsense. It's un-American. That's what I have to say.
Very well said. Sean, let's go to you. And again, you know the time. You're watching the clock. I want to go around the table. Go ahead.
You want a prediction? Well,
no, I don't necessarily want a prediction. I just want to know your thoughts on how dangerous this election is. I'll give you my thoughts at the close.
Let me say it like this. You know, we've talked about this before. We need to keep our minds on the courts, both lower and Supreme Court. Got to keep that in mind. Because as you saw on the debates, what other people have not picked up on is the Democrats are determined to change this country, period, in the statement. And the only way that that can be stopped is we have got to put the right people both as a president and in Congress and the Senate.
Yeah, particularly the Senate in this particular
case.
Reverend Ken Blanchard, your thoughts on why this is the most dangerous election of our lifetime?
There's an old African proverb that says when elephants fight, it is the grass that suffers. There are just as many Americans who are fed up with all the negativity, with all the spin, and they're checking out. And I'm saying to you, if you're one of those people, not. Your vote still counts. Your vote still matters. You still are an important part of this thing. And no matter which party you're on, vote not because they look good, talk good, or have a celebrity behind them. Learn the facts for yourself. We got off the plantations by education. We got free because we went through the hoses and the dogs and everything else. Don't throw your vote away for something crazy right now. Mm-hmm. It's too close to call it. And don't let, and for all my non-colored, non-pigmentation, non-melanin-colored brothers out here, don't let anybody call you a racist. Don't stand for it. Have your righteous indignation and fight it. Don't let them put you in a bag, because there's just as many black races out here as there are white.
Mm-hmm. It is an honor to have you on this show. It is an honor to have you on this program. David Kodria, why, in your mind, is this the most dangerous election of our lifetime, and why is it so vital that we have to vote?
Sean brought up a good point with the courts, but we also cannot forget the agencies of the federal government, which will remain uncontrolled and step up their oppression. I'm a little disappointed that Team Romney has not decided that Fast and Furious is worthy of a debate topic at this point. I think it would put the Obama administration flabbergasted if they had to stand up to a Mitt Romney saying, I will revoke executive privilege and order the Department of Justice to do a complete cooperation with the ISA committee.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. We push that topic on this show every week, and when there is new news about it, we will continue to bring it up. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, why is this the most dangerous election of our lifetime?
Well, in my opinion, this comes down to the economy. Our nation is
is going bankrupt fast, and we have to have a good economy to have a strong nation, to have a strong defense. Everything hinges on that. We are a world superpower, and if we don't maintain that, somebody else is going to. China's going to take our place in that role, and that's going to change the entire global dynamics.
Fiscal health in your book. Sean, yes. I know we're running out of time, and it just kills me. I could go another 2 hours easily on this program. Alan Corwin, I want to thank you very much, and you're going to hold with me here. As we're going to go around the table again, I want everybody to get their opportunity to tell listeners where they can find them. Ken Blanchard, where can listeners around the nation find you?
You can find me if you go to blackmanwithagun.com and listen on iTunes or Stitcher Radio to the Urban Shooter podcast, where you'll get all of me, fun, facts, and firearms.
And it is good. Very good. I've participated on that show. I listened to it. It's outstanding. Ken Blanchard, thank you so much. It's an honor to have you here. I'm looking forward to having you back very, very soon. I'd like to bring you back before the election. Hopefully we can make that happen.
You got it, Doc. Shalom, baby.
I love the guys. Love the guy. David Kodria at davidkodria.com. Go read his stuff. Am I missing another site, David?
WarOnGuns.com if you want the latest on Mike Vanderboe. Our friend is in the hospital again. He suffered two mini strokes at the Gun Rights Policy Conference. Please go to WarOnGuns.com. I'll keep you updated on Mike's status.
Thank you so much. We'll see you here next week. George Hill, the Mad Ogre. Everybody at MadOgre.com. You were in a pretty calm mood tonight, George. I love it. More with you next week here on the Roundtable. Alan, it's been real.
It sure has. You can catch me at GunLaws.com. The subjects I promised in the first hour, I'll get them to you.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters, and we'll be back next week. Remember, carry on, carry often, and carry everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever do so. We'll be back next week.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dark key. Tell it to me by the
It's Macy's one-day sale Saturday with hundreds of items on sale store-wide. Clearance dresses and suits for her, now 50 to 75% off. Men's outerwear from London Fog, Nautica, and more, 50% off. Save 30 to 50% plus an extra 15% on all fine jewelry. Handbags from Gianni Bernini and Style & Co., now 50% off. And save 60% on our entire stock of pillows. Macy's one-day sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Trinity. If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now. Or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com. Trinity. 1-800-936-5496.